Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You know, the movies and cop shows would have us believe that police work is a secretive business with undercover armies of well-armed gang infiltrating street cops, watching everything, collecting tips from snitches, and busting down doors to make arrests. But real-life police departments have not found this glamorous image terribly useful in maintaining community relations. The Ferguson, Missouri police shooting is a case in point. It brought mistrust and myths to the surface about police and citizens who didn't really know each other in the end. The city of Dallas experienced this after grand juries indicted two officers for separate shooting incidents last spring. Their answer, forget the cloak and dagger business and launch a new website detailing all officer-involved shooting data starting from 2003. Full transparency, extensive details about the shootings, race and ethnicity of those involved, weapons used, the state of each investigation, and more. The website launches today, and Dallas Police Chief and 30-year veteran of the force, David Brown, is the man who decided to pull back the curtain.
Well, let me start by saying there's a lot of context and historical perspective when it relates to police-community relationships, particularly in communities of color. And some of the distrust has been earned by our department over the years. But we've done a really good job over the many, many years in making amends, creating trust, working on the relationship where we can really have great dialogue. But I just feel that our relationships are just so fragile and hard-earned and so easy to lose that we can't let our guard down, but we also need to continue a sense of urgency as it relates to community policing and community engagement and not just have it as something we do and not really have a strong focus on. So we've done a lot of work, and I've really worked hard to have our organization, all of our officers, have a sense of urgency as it relates to community engagement.
Have you ever used your weapon?
I have. I was as a sergeant on the department back in the early to late 90s. For about 7 years, I was on the SWAT team. And so I served a lot of drug warrants in this city, in some of the toughest areas of the city. And I've had to use my weapon in that capacity. Someone lost their life, drug dealer lost their life, who was shooting at us. And so, yeah, I've got the perspective from the street cop, but I also have very strong leanings toward community policing because I see the fragility of how hard it is to earn from the 60s and 70s through the 90s with Rodney King and of course, what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri now just continues to pick at this gap of police-community relationships.
Does your presence at a leadership position help that, or do people tend to view you as kind of a, I mean, I'll just say it right out, kind of a sellout?
Right. So you probably don't have so much of the sellout type of narrative. You have much more of we expect a lot from you because you understand, though.
Uh-huh.
And I think I get some benefits from being from the neighborhood, but not much. Because the bottom line is, you know, people have views about police abuse, police misconduct that are, like I mentioned, have been earned by our police department. We've had misconduct. We've had police abuse. And so it reinforces those belief systems. No matter how small or how insignificant or how infrequent it happens, one case of police conduct is one too many, and it furthers the narrative of, you know, all the police are bad. And so we have to work really hard, particularly with young people, to overcome that being the predominant narrative.
Do you have a civilian review board, complaint review board for the Dallas Police Force?
We do, but it does not have subpoena power.
Uh-huh. And will this website be a two-way street, or will it simply be information coming just from your end?
It will be information coming from our end, and it will be a document that won't be static. We think we will add more and more information to this document as we get feedback from the community and others. But the Civilian Review Board will have access to this information as well for any kind of Q&A about any of the officer-involved shootings. It's just the first time we've had that much information over that period of time. It's going to be end up being 12 years available to the public. And so there will be a lot of dialogue because we're including a lot of details, the race of the officer, the race of the suspect, whether the suspect was armed, whether the suspect got indicted, or whether the case went to the grand jury, and what the outcomes were for each and every one of our police-involved shootings. And that's quite a bit of information since we average about 16 of officer-involved shootings a year. That's quite a bit of information and quite a bit of detail to the community for the first time.
What about the training of officers with weapons?
Yes, training in general has been one of the biggest concerns of our profession. You know, are we training around de-escalation? You know, can you shoot the gun out of their hand? Can you use other tools, less lethal tools or non-lethal tools, to resolve conflict rather than just using the firearm? And so we're going to be openly in this document talking about our training and our tools that we use available. We're going to try as much as we can create little video clips for public consumption of the body camera, of the taser, of our training, so that people have a visual understanding and narrative understanding of what our profession can do, what the capacity of our profession is. And in addition to that, we're going to include soon information about our officers being assaulted by suspects. That happens over 200 times a year. Because what's not lost on this dialogue, to me at least, is that we got to continue to encourage our officers to do the right thing. And you can't just beat up on them and keep them encouraged to put their lives on the line. And so I'm walking a tightrope, and I got to be on both sides of the tightrope in balance to make sure that we, you know, officers are doing the right thing and they stay encouraged, and that citizens see transparency and accountability.
Now, Philadelphia's website has data that shows where shootings occurred in relationship with other gun crimes in the area, and you're not necessarily a fan of that whole approach.
Not to be too critical of what Philadelphia is doing, that's one of the departments we looked at when we start thinking about doing the similar report. We didn't want the narrative to be, because, you know, our city has a different narrative maybe than New York. We have a north side of the city, south side of the city, long-held belief that, you know, that what people of color live in the south side of the city is more dangerous, and what in the north side of the city is not, and the south side of the city doesn't get resources versus the north side of the city get all the city's resources. And so we didn't want to fall into a long-held negative narrative of the south part of our city. And so I'm not a big proponent, for at least for Dallas, of doing a geographical analysis around police-involved shootings and gun crime. I was much more inclined, because it would sound for us in Dallas as if you're making an excuse for high incidence of officer-involved shooting in certain parts of the city. And I don't want to be perceived as making excuses.
And you encourage defendants to use information on this website as, you know, helpful evidence in their cases. I mean, this information is maybe not admissible in court, but you're happy to have people, you know, take a look at this information and use it in the pursuit of justice.
This is the risk of transparency. You show all your pimples and flaws and, you know, bad marks. But this, in my opinion, we're public servants, and this is public information. This is not our data. This is the public's data, and we ought to think of this in those terms.
David Brown, Dallas Police Chief, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me.